what has been for you the most compelling UFO story you've ever heard?
Well, I was really going to shock you, actually, but I'll go in an order of three. I think, you know, the Phoenix Lights is one of the most amazing cases of our time, but I would put it at number three. And compare this to, instead of number one, to, you know, Steven Spielberg's Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and he has the three categories. The third kind meaning direct contact.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you go, you know, for my personal sighting, I would put it number two because I saw it with my own eyes, and it is, there's no question in my mind that what I saw was real. And, you know, you could put a gun to my head, and I'm not going to tell you anything else. But the most amazing case of all time for me is quite shocking for your audience, but it's the apparitions in 1968, between 1968 and 1970. This only made the back pages of the New York Times back then, but there were full-blown apparitions of the Virgin Mary over a Coptic Christian church in a poor district of Zaytun in Cairo. And accompanied by her in the sky were these UFOs, and they're in these formations that were photographed. In fact, her body of light was photographed, and there were, over a three-year period, there were literally millions of witnesses. So why this, you know, why this is number one for me is because it's not only UFOs in the sky, but it's accompanied by an actual divine personality that is familiar to most of the world. And the number of witnesses, because they were repeated sightings, is in the millions. And the photographs are stunning. I mean, people can see them at zeitun-eg.org on the Internet. And if you look at these photos of the UFOs in the sky, I think these particular kind of UFOs are kind of like the ones that appeared to Enoch, the first prophet in the Bible, the prophet Ezekiel, possibly even Moses on the mountain. These are the angelic UFOs, the highest level ones that I believe are the ones that have access to the singularity that they can move instantly anywhere in the universe.
Well, why did the angelic ones, though, David, need craft?
Well, they're
why
not
why
machines.
Don't they just show up?
I mean, these ones I don't believe are machinery. I think they are, in an essence, high vibrational, you know, integrated consciousness and form at the same time. I think, if anything, they're even transmorphic.
But they look like machines.
Well, not the ones in Zaytun. They actually, they're very crisp edges. Some people think they look like doves. I'm looking at them right now. And they're in a kind of a semi-cross formation. And, you know, there's no evidence of steel or structure, especially in nighttime sightings in general. But I think that, you know, I mean, there's a lot in this case. I mean, and again, there were documented healings. There were millions of witnesses. It appeared over a three-year period. There were 700 apparitions, and always in the sky, there they are. And in the year 2000, the BBC reported this on their websites only, and so did ABC News. The small town of Assiut, which is also in Egypt, there were similar sightings and enormous luminous forms of the Virgin Mary and also the bright glowing orbs in the sky accompanied by them. So when we look at Spielberg's criteria, you have a craft. Okay, we had a craft at Roswell and we had alien bodies, but how many people saw the alien bodies? It's only
just a few.
But in this case, we have craft or possibly spiritual temples in the sky seen by millions repeatedly over a three-year period and photographed very well. The photographs are very compelling. So when you look at all three criteria, and the fact that we're looking at a divine personality, I mean, this is really amazing to me how few people know about this, but it's a divine personality that so many people are familiar with that walked in the flesh, and here we are seeing her in this luminous body of light that's really, you know, identifiable. I mean, this isn't blurry stuff. I mean,
would you categorize this as a UFO sighting, or is it strictly a very spiritual endeavor?
No, I would categorize it as a UFO sighting because, to me, UFOs are unidentified flying objects, and it doesn't, you know, there are those that are machines that can reduce their mass, and essentially they look like they're turning into light, but they're really just, you know, reducing their mass gravity effect by wave transformation. But again, I think these, and I've had personal experiences with some of these ones that I believe are more just there's no machinery involved. These are pure, you know, high vibration consciousness integrated with, you know, spiritual temples. I don't even know what to call them. They are UFOs. They have shape. They're, some of them, you know, even what the prophet Ezekiel saw in the Bible was clearly, you know, vortexes of energy spinning out of these disc-shaped forms, and he described beings on these craft. And the prophet, the first prophet in the Bible, of course, is Enoch. You know, he's only three down from Adam and Eve, and he describes seeing this disc shape. This is in the Book of Enoch, translated by the Archbishop of Cashel, Richard Lawrence, and it's clear that he's looking at a disc with a dome roof, which Enoch describes the running of stars, meaning as he got into it and then he started moving through space, stars were going by. And if stars are going by and unless you're just panning across the panorama of stars, you're actually moving through them. The distance between stars is so great, you're doing hyper, you know, light speed travel. You're going many, many thousands of times the speed of light. And I believe Enoch, his experience was on not a machine, I think it was a one of these spiritual temple UFOs.